And I'm going to opening up the meeting. Yes, sir.
Do you want to announce that the sheriff's getting support tonight?
Yeah, we can do that too.
Thank you.
If I can have Mr. Malone, since you're the school teacher here, I'm going to have you stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe the roll call is here. Ms. Gorman was at on a business trip. She will not be able to attend tonight, so she is excused. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for the December 17th meeting?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous board meeting.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Glasper. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Correspondence?
Chairman, you have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding the motor fuel tax funds, a report on the recent user fee study for Madison County, the jail population report from the Sheriff's Department, the monthly report of the county clerk, the monthly report of the regional superintendent, the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Kim, do we have everyone here now? Okay, we'll just go on with the appointments. And we're going to poll appointment number 3. Rhonda Lewis is not going to be appointed today. We're going to appoint the other two. Go ahead.
Chairman, you have four appointments. The first is the Great Rivers Scenic Byway Council. Annie Hoagland is recommended for reappointment to a new 2-year term. Brett Stawar is recommended for reappointment to a new 2-year term. Daryl McGibney is recommended for reappointment to a new 2-year term. The Madison County Sheriff's Merit Commission, John Walker, is recommended for reappointment to a new 6-year term.
Okay. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion to appoint. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Kim, are we doing any better yet? Okay, we're going to have Kim Petzing, I hope I got that right, here, and we're going to give a couple awards to some people, and we'll let you do your little talk.
Okay. So as many of you are aware, the Madison County Green Schools program that's overseen by the Planning and Development Department has expanded its role in recent years from a focus of solid waste and recycling issues to one of overall sustainability. So this includes schools considering things like energy and resource efficiency, water conservation, stormwater abatement, improving air quality, educating for sustainability, and so much more. So to that end, for the first time ever, the Madison County Green Schools program sponsored a contest this past fall for grades K through 12 to create their own design for a rain barrel. We were thrilled for the first time to have this contest. We received over 306 entries from 13 different schools in the county. And these are private, public, and parochial schools. In the competition, students were asked to create a decorative design for a rain barrel that illustrated the benefits of capturing and/or reusing rainwater. This is also referred to as rainscaping or rainwater harvesting and includes benefits such as erosion control, improved water quality, reduced flooding, etc. Finalists in each of the grade categories were judged by various members of the county board, regional office of education, and other organizations, and winners were announced in early December. First place design in each grade category received a sign, or will receive a sign and a rain barrel at their school, and then the best in class overall winner's school will also have a rain garden or native landscaping placed on their property. These will be installed in the schools this coming spring. So, but tonight we have three. We have all three of our winners here. And they are going to receive their certificates, and they will each also receive a Kindle Fire for their work. And so the first is from our K through 2 category is Daniel Wellborn.
Here, let's
you got to get a picture taken here. Just stand right up here. Get by me here. There you go. See?
There you go.
Let's go ahead and get them all up here. Let's get you a Kendall.
Okay.
And I'll hold these as yours too. Next one.
At the end, all three.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're going to skip the 3rd through 5th grade category winner. We're coming back to her. The 6th through 8th grade category winner was Madeline Magruder from Roxana Junior High. Oh, and I forgot to mention that Daniel is from Roxana School District Central Grade School. So for 3rd through 5th grade, our winner is Kate Becker from Highland Elementary, and she not only won for her school or for her grade level, but she also won the overall best in class design. And so that Highland Elementary will be receiving some native landscaping or a rain garden on their school grounds. We're so proud. So we've got Kate.
I would suggest that we try to get the parents in here if we could for one picture.
Yeah, let's do the winners first.
Okay.
Just the winners.
And then we can have the parents come on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You just put those down someplace. You want to put that up here for you and get a picture taken?
Make sure they get it back.
He's keeping an eye on them. Forward and take a picture here real fast.
Okay, I'm going to switch behind you guys. Okay. All right.
Okay, you see? Okay.
Just all of Kate and Maddie.
Yeah, there we go. There you go.
Thank you.
We want parents.
Go home and play.
Yeah.
He can't read his face.
And then we're done torturing you guys.
Kids to the front.
I can tell from the table hours too.
That worked well.
Good. Now we're down for some miles.
Now he's smiling.
Yeah.
We're good. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have had you down there. I won't forget this. Bill Meyer just wanted me to mention to you today that Bob Hertz is getting the Olympian Award at the annual SILAC SIPCA Awards Banquet at the 4-point season tonight. So I just wanted to mention that Bob Hertz is getting that award. We have put that on the record. We're going to the Buildings Facilities Management Committee and Finance Operations Committee, Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have two resolutions. One is a resolution to award contract for chiller replacement to Madison County Detention Home. Then the other one is a resolution to award a contract for chiller replacement at the Wood River County facility. And I move for their passage.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay, we have a second on the question. Roll call.
Did you hit confirm?
Yes. Okay.
Can you hit
hit the way you're voting it one more time and then hit?
I just stepped on it.
There we go. There we got it. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Astor?
No further business. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Executive Committee, Mr. Minner. Mr. Minner?
One moment, please.
Okay.
Turn the page already.
Yep.
Well, I don't see the executive commission.
It's on the bottom.
There. Hey, Jack, there's a revised agenda.
Okay.
So does somebody have the revised? Right behind you there.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the executive committee has resolution accepting labor agreement with chauffeur, teamsters, warehouseman, and helpers local 525, and a resolution concerning wage for non-bargaining union unit employees. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm you're going to do Finance, Government Operations Committee. I've been asked. I hope I don't mess this up. Do number 1 and 5 first.
Okay. Then 6, and then the other 3?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. The Finance and Government Operations Committee have a summary report of claims and transfers, resolution authorizing payment of workman's compensation medical bill, number 14-007. This is signed by 7 members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried, Mr. Minner. If you bring in 6 now.
6 is a resolution authorizing settlement of self-funded liability program, file number 11-43-021. Move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to respectfully ask.
Speak to the mic, please.
I respectfully ask for a motion to request this to move into closed session.
We can if you get a second of that, I have no problems with that going into closed session, and we can do it after the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll just wait until I have no problems. I don't even think you need a motion. We'll just do that in closed session. Okay, and by the way, we cannot vote on it until we come back in regular session. Okay, so that's not a problem. And so at the end, we will go in executive committee. Executive session to talk about that issue. Okay? If you could bring in 2, 3, and 4, please.
Will do. 2 is ordinance revising Madison County clerk fees, an ordinance revising Madison County recorder fee, and an ordinance revising Madison County sheriff fee. And according to the state statutes, we must conduct a study on this, which was done. We used our guidelines, a little common sense, raised most of the fees, and lowered a few, and we have questions about where this money goes, and it goes into the general fund to help with the property tax when it comes due again. So this is signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Got questions.
Have a second. Mr. Goggin, I think, first. Go ahead.
There's been a lot of drama this week about this issue, and I feel like I'm at the center of it, and I should explain to the board what happened. At the committee meeting, at the finance committee meeting, I felt like I did not ask the hard questions. I voted yes on this, and I had misgivings afterwards. So I went to Mr. Parente and asked him, I gave him a list of detailed questions to explain my concerns. And he came back with detailed answers, and I feel those are answered now. Okay. So in general, I'm in favor of financing our government through user fees, not entirely through property taxes. So I don't have a fundamental problem with this. Okay. I'm going to vote for this, and I respect anyone's opinion that votes against it. Okay. But I'm doing it because I think it's the right thing for the taxpayers. Okay. Now, in the process of the last week, I just want to throw in one last thing. I've been called a rhino by some and a teabagger by others within the same day. So I must be doing something right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, McRae.
So I have a question, I guess, and then a comment.
But okay.
The question is, how much revenue do we anticipate generating from the fee increases? And then I guess, do they all go to the general fund? Is that true? Or somebody's going to restricted funds?
Okay. And actually, those are similar questions with what Mr. Goggin requested, and we had put together some information for him. These are estimates. It's based on the study. It's not based on auditor's reports, but it's a pretty good ballpark of what we may produce. There would be approximately $268,000 produced for the general fund from the sheriff, county clerk, and recorder fees. And then an additional $229,000 for special revenue restricted funds. And those are the automation funds that fund automation in the recorder's operations and the county clerk's operations.
Well, I mean, the problem with the restricted funds is we have a lot of money in restricted funds that we can't use to finance a jail, for example. And I would just respectfully ask that we table this and make a motion to table it. And look, if we're going to have user fees, I would like to have user fees on the people who bring in, for example, asbestos cases from all over the country. 97% of them that come into Madison County are from outside. They use our resources. And I would rather have a user fee on those folks because, we just spent $1 million on the county courthouse, for example, that Madison County residents paid for. I would like to see more creative ideas like that than maybe just passing it. If we need to generate additional revenue, I like the idea of the user fees, but that seems to be a good place to start. And I think we ought to just look for some other.
Okay, couple of things. You didn't make a motion. If you want to make a motion, I have no problems. I'll entertain it. But
I haven't seen the report from the consultant.
And by the way, that report's in the minutes. I mean, that report was given to our things today. I think it's been open to the public. I mean, folks, I'm going to tell you, this has been talked to the Finance Committee for 2 months. Attend the meetings. I got to be honest with you. Now, I'm going to say a few words, and I'll respond to anything today. But let me tell you, I've been seeing commercials on about the judicial hellhole in Madison County put out by the larger chamber group. And I've talked to some local chambers that are kind of upset, and that's going to come out in the near future, by the way. Let me tell you, folks, the asbestos docket, I'm going to ask a question to a lot of colleagues here. How much do you think a property tax goes to pay for the court system? Do you know?
I think it's all funded by user fees.
It is.
Yeah.
And so it's basically, and not only fees does the court fees, the court system, it does the jail. It does, what else that comes out of that? It's just amazing.
The entire judiciary and criminal justice system is supported by the fees generated in the courthouse.
Yeah. And see, I don't want the property taxpayer to pay for that. But if you read the commercials, has anybody seen those commercials? It says, my God, is costing Madison County taxpayers $20-something million in property tax. It's not true. Not one penny of property tax money is going to support the court system. I think a few board members need to stand up and say, wait a minute, that's not true. I met with a couple of local chamber groups. There's going to be some things that we're going to discuss down the line. They're not pleased about what a group from the national level coming in and saying things about the county that's not true. It doesn't help their businesses. And that's another point. On these fees, on the user fees, and they go to restricted funds, I'm just using recorders, for example. We're going through a process. I'm not sure what it is, but those fees all have to be used for automation and stuff like that. And believe me, we even with these fees, they're not going to have enough money to do everything that they're looking at doing, because they're in a process of putting everything to microfilm and everything. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's to pay for the current automation processes in those departments, but they also want to do more with it to automate more, particularly in the recorder's office where Amy Myers has some plans to do a lot. So, I mean, we do have some funds that do have surpluses that we've talked about and everything. These two particular are going in the wrong direction. The county clerk's automation fund is basically out of money. The recorders will be that way in just a couple years if we don't raise the fees. So, I mean, we considered that when we decided to study these two particular fees.
And we lowered some. And let me tell you, where I differ than you, I love restricted fees. And the reason I like restricted fees is it can only be used for that purpose. It can't be used for anything else. That's what we need to be doing is, if I could restrict all my fees, I would do it. Because it's got to be used for that purpose. And that's what I think we need to be doing. So I think you're misconfusing this a little bit. You want restricted fees. They have to be used for that purpose. And they can't be used for anything else, frivolous spending or whatever. It has to be used for that specific purpose.
Well, I'm not sure that I agree with that. But are any salaries charged against automation fees?
Yes. In the county clerk's office, there's one. In the recorder's, there's two. And that's less money out of the general fund that we have to put into those budgets. So it does help out.
So there are more idiosyncrasies to this than just saying we're going to use these funds to do automation or other projects.
Those jobs are related to automation, though. There are people that they're automation jobs. They have to be to deal with automation.
Jobs.
You know, folks, with doing fees, I think every one of us, this last year we had a 0% levy, and I'm going to try my best to do another 0% levy next year, if at all possible. The idea about using user fees, folks, is it keeps property tax down. The people that are using the court system, the asbestos docket, I'll guarantee you they're paying their fair share. Now they're paying for the whole system. And by using the fees to support county government, you're saving John Q. Public property tax dollars. I, for one, want to see us continue to support property tax relief. And user fees is the way to do that. You people that are using the system pay the front of the bill. And I think that's for the Finance Committee meeting. I believe that's what the Finance Committee members were trying to do when this went through committee.
And my final point is, I made the motion, and I just would just like to have a good discussion on it, and I'm happy to have it now. But I don't think that it's fair that a person from Texas comes in and pays the same filing fee that someone from Madison County does. I don't think that's fair.
Can
I just comment? The county board does not have the authority to set court fees. That's done by the Illinois Supreme Court. The fees that we're setting, there's specific statutory language that says the county board has authority. So, you know, what I would say, let's introduce legislation or something like that if you want to give the county board the authority. But, you know, we don't – that came up, that question, yesterday, and that's why I answer it this way, is that we don't have the authority to deal with that issue. It's out of our control.
Okay.
I'll second.
Yes, Mr. Minner.
I'd like to point out that the entire judicial system, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, this includes the state's attorney, the public defender, the jail, the courthouses, and so forth. We spent about, $11.5 million last year, and I think we took in about $13 million worth of court fees. So actually, we gained about $1.5 million. Am I right on these things?
We did a 10-year analysis, and the court fees brought in about $18 million more than what it costs to operate the entire judiciary, which includes the public defender, state's attorney, probation department, the jail portion of the sheriff's operation, circuit clerk, and circuit court.
Chairman. Sorry, Ms. Kuhn, I thought you were first, if you had a comment.
Well, actually, you'd
be next, Ms. Tracy.
I mean, I really don't see what would be wrong with trying to table it to discuss it more, so I was going to second the motion.
go ahead and make that a motion. Speaking to the mic.
Pardon?
Make it a motion. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. You have to make it a motion.
Okay.
Cheap motion. Somebody want to second her motion?
What was it?
She's trying. She's making
a motion. I couldn't hear.
She's making a motion to try to table.
I'm
sorry. But did you actually make the motion? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed it. I'm sorry. And you second the motion. Okay. We have them. Okay. Well, we have.
Oh, it already was seconded.
On the board.
Okay. We have a motion to table, so we can't debate on the motion to table. All in favor, by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
No.
Okay. The noes have it. On debate now. Anybody else have any questions? Mr. Walters.
Well, I try to stay out of these things, but I'm sorry. My knowledge of some of this stuff is somewhat good. Tom, I understand what you're saying, raising the fees. I don't have documentation. I guess it's the Supreme Court. I don't know. But I would like, I've heard people talk about judicial hellhole, this, that, and the other thing. I understand. I'm all for Madison County. I fight for Madison County when I'm up in Springfield. Problem with people in Madison County seems to be that they don't want to hear what people and businesses are saying that aren't from Madison County. Our court system, we have decent people in our court system. We've had this stigma since the early 80s, probably late 70s, about our court system. People don't want to come here. Some people do. But when I bring this up and I tell people, you know what, we're not what we once were. We're a little better. Unfortunately, we went from one problem to this problem to that problem, and now we're on the asbestos docket. And people, I'm sorry. I get out of this area and I talk to business people. I talk to people that represent major corporations. And whether we want to believe it or not, or we want to say, oh, the business people paid for this. Yeah, somebody had to pay for the study. But do you think the people around this country got together and said, let's pick on Madison County, Illinois? No, they had criteria in which to come up with their answers. I think our court system, I'm not going to put down the judges, people that work over there, one iota. But there is a problem that people outside of this county see. We need somehow to correct that, whether it's by marketing us better, whether we come together and show the people that we're not what we were, because we are not what we were in the 80s. We are better. And I can tell you, when I was in the 80s, I moved out of Alton to Brighton, and my auto insurance went down over 50%. So we're doing something better because it's not like that anymore. Mr. Chairman, I think you might know that. But we need to work together to come up with a plan to show people outside of Madison County what we do
and
how we can work together and that we're not what we were in the 80s, that our judicial system isn't what it was. It is getting better. We do have some things we need to work on. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's work together to overcome this stigma that we've had since the 80s, because I think we got a lot of smart people in here that can come together, and I think we can do something to start marketing us to be a better county, to bring businesses here, because you know what? Who cares where we're from in Madison County or what's by our name? What initial? Who gives a rat's patootie? We need to come together, and we need to market this better, and we need to come together, everybody, Steve, and Jim and me and the chairman, let's get past the R's and the D's and let's work together. Let's bring this county back to where it used to be.
And I want to make a comment. I agree 100%. This is the dilemma. You know, I see the commercials, and anybody wants to see the commercial, we do have it down at the office. By the way, I've talked to local chamber groups that do not like what the national chamber is doing to Madison County. The asbestos cases are handled here because they like the way both the defense side and the plaintiff side likes the way they're doing the cases, and it's cheaper for them to defend the cases here in Madison County than any place else. Talk to defense attorneys, one-on-one. Go out and talk to them. But I agree with you. The stigma is not being done locally. You have a national group that's coming in here running commercials telling the John Q. Public that $20 million of property tax money is going to the courts, and it's got like these lawyers, thank you, Madison County, and it's not true. And if it's not true, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, you should stand up. If you work in this county and you want to see this county succeed, then you need to stand up and say it's not true. This is a good county. We are probably in a best financial shape that I have ever seen this county in. And I'm going to say another thing, and I'm going to make point blank, and I don't know if I'm going to insult anyone when I say it. But when I get a copy of emails that Chris Slusser and Ron Jetta put out to the Republican board members criticizing me because, I quote, we got to draw the line in the sand. The taxpayers need to know that put these increases on the Democrats. We have to show keep Dunstan from bragging about being bipartisan support. You know, folks, am I doing something wrong to the Republicans to try to work with you guys? We have a committee system. We work through the committee system. Every committee has Democrat and Republicans on this committee. Every one of them. If you have a problem, come to the committee. The only one that goes to the committee is Lisa. Lisa, you talk to Ron Jetta. Ron Jetta sends the emails out. It's frustrating.
I asked questions in one of my committees and got kicked off.
You got kicked off for another reason. You wonder why you got kicked off? I'm going to say it in public.
Alan, let's not go there. Come on.
No, I will.
I know,
but we don't need
to argue this stuff in front of the public.
Come to me after the meeting, I'll tell you why you were relieved from that committee.
Exactly.
Has nothing to do with why your questions. And by the way, a lot of you Republicans understand why you were taking off that committee. Any other questions on this issue?
Yes, sir.
Off with the question.
Off. It's time to move on.
One more.
I do have a comment.
Yes.
I
appreciate it. I understand you not liking it. Roll call.
What are we voting
on? No, the table's done. They didn't get it. So we're voting on the motion.
Okay, so we're voting yes, right? Voting on the fees, right?
Yeah.
Motion carried. Mr. Minner, anything else?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, we had the Finance and Government Operations Committee and Public Safety Committee. Mr. Malone. Do you have that one too, Mr. Minner, or Finance and Government Operations Committee, Public Safety Committee?
I have it right here.
Go ahead and bring that in. It has a different name on here.
Resolution purchase two new model year 2015 all-wheel drive utility police interceptors. Replacement vehicles for the Madison County Coroner. Resolution to purchase 10 new model year 2015 all-wheel drive utility police interceptor replacement vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. This is signed by 7 members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Ms. Kuhn, could you confirm again, please?
Oh.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
And then I have Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. The Grants Committee has 2 resolutions for your consideration this evening. A resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the City of Venice, and a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the Pontoon Beach Public Water District, signed by all committee members. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call.
talk to him anymore.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Judiciary Committee, Finance, Government Operations Committee, and Public Safety Committee, Mr. Brazier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Judiciary Committee has one resolution to replace the x-ray machine for the Madison County Courthouse for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. It's been signed by all the board or the committee members, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Hawkins?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Brazier?
No.
Okay. Personnel and Labor Relations Committee, Ms. Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a one resolution updating the electronic communications policies and procedures signed by all members of the committee, and I ask for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. Oh, is a roll call. On to question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Ms. Roosevelt?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Planning Development Committee, if you could bring, with no opposition, I, J, and K in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Please note that Resolution Z140036, petition of Kathy Paulette, has tabled until the next P&D meeting for further discussion. We have resolution to award Rehab Pacific a contract for residential recycling bins, a resolution authorizing allocation of grant funds to Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District 2015, a resolution authorizing allocation of grant funds to Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District CREEP Program 2015, and resolution authorizing allocation of host fee funds to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the Indian Creek Cahokia Creek Watershed Plan 2015. We so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Ms. Glasper. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has three items on the agenda have been approved by all seven members of the committee, and they are as follows. The agreement funding resolution for Troxler Copfer, I don't know. Excuse me if I screwed up the name. What is it? Copley Intersection Improvement City of Highland. Number two is an agreement funding resolution for Sportsman Road Reconstruction in the City of Highland. And number three is an agreement funding resolution for Piasaw Lane Resurface, Village of Hartford. And I, like I said, signed by all seven members, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion.
Could you have him repeat number one, please, for me?
Yeah, yeah. I think we need a.
Judy, she lives there. She lives there.
Troxler.
What is it?
I'm teasing. No, I actually looked at that because we always call that Troxler. I don't know how you pronounce that either.
Troxler, I got that one, the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know. It's the other
Copley?
One. I don't know.
Copley, I believe.
We have a motion and a second. On to question. Roll call. Okay, motion carried. We will go into executive session, so I'm asking all county board members to stay.
I need a vote to go into executive session.
Okay, yes, I need a vote to go into executive session.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Minter on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Let the record show that I want to have Mr. Gilbert here, Annette Chobley, Joe Prenny, and the county board members, and, of course, the state's attorney representative.
Yeah.
And everybody else will be leaving the room.
Let the record also reflect the basis for going into executive session is because of when litigation action pending litigation against affecting or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending.